brakes on high gas prices. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden is calling on Congress, states, and energy companies to do more to bring down the price of gas.
President Biden says he's doing his part to bring down gas prices.
I want the Congress, states, and the industry to do their part as well.
The president is calling on lawmakers in Washington to approve a federal gas tax holiday and says states should consider the same. He's also calling on gas producers to do more to increase supplies and charge less. Responding to Republican criticism, President Biden says gas prices are up nearly $2 a gallon since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe?
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Another push by the Fed to combat inflation. Chair Jerome Powell telling lawmakers the central bank anticipates additional interest rate hikes.
We are strongly, strongly committed to restoring price stability. We do understand that it is the thing that we need so that we can get back to the kind of labor market that we all want.
The Fed last week raised its benchmark rate by 0.75 points for the first time in decades. The man charged with attempted murder of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has pled not guilty. Nicholas John Roski could face life in prison if convicted. At least 1,000 people are dead and hundreds more are hurt after an earthquake in eastern Afghanistan.
The natural disaster struck early while many people were still asleep. Residents dug through the rubble and the mud with their hands to rescue those trapped. The problem is there isn't enough help. Most international aid organizations pulled out of Afghanistan last summer after the Taliban took over.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The quake is the country's deadliest in 20 years. Wall Street, the Dow lost 47, the Nasdaq off 16. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One man was killed, another wounded in a shooting on a packed subway train in San Francisco this morning. Police said there was a fight between two men who may have known each other inside the subway before it stopped in the Castro District. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers reject an appeal of the state's dormant abortion ban.
With a gavel in and a gavel out, Wisconsin's GOP-controlled Senate and Assembly quickly adjourned a special session called for by Democratic Governor Tony Evers to repeal the state's abortion ban adopted back in 1849, though that went dormant in 1973 on the Roe v. Wade ruling. The governor's special session, which state Republicans have called an election year stunt, comes ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court's expected ruling this week that could make abortion a state issue, thus making active again Wisconsin's abortion ban, which would also activate a political and legal firestorm in the state. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened to visitors after record floods that reshaped the park's rivers and canyons, wiped out numerous roads, and left some areas known for their wildlife viewing inaccessible for months to come. No one's been allowed in the park since June 13th. One of the co-creators of the hippie musical Hair has died.
This is the dawning of the
James Rado passed away Tuesday night of cardiorespiratory arrest at the age of 90. Hair was known as a groundbreaking show as it paved the way for rock music to be included in Broadway musicals. And it was also the first time that full nudity and a same-sex kiss were on the stage on The Great White Way. The show originally lost the Tony Award in 1969. However, it did go on to win it for Best Revival in 2009.
Fox's Anna Eliopoulos. Naredo told the Hudson Report that year that none of the show's creators anticipated it would have such an enormous impact. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.